So on Shabbos, we asked the question that the Pasuk says last week, Parsha, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was in the basket, so it says, Vatiftach, the Bas Pare opened the basket. Vatereu, as he held, she saw the child. She saw Moshe Rabbeinu in the basket. The child was crying. So we asked the question last week on Shabbos. We gave two different approaches. But one of the questions was, what do you mean Vihinei Nar Boicha? Vihinei, like now. Vihinei always means like now. Vihinei Nar Boicha, now the child is crying. Why wasn't the child crying before she got there? You usually can hear a child crying before you see a child, right? So it's mashma from the Pesukim that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't crying until she opened up the basket and saw him. When they came face to face, she started crying. So on Shabbos, we gave two different approaches. But the reason why I'm saying it now is because the first Shlomo from Radomsk gives an interesting answer based on a Zohar. He quotes the Zohar. The Zohar says that Moshe Rabbeinu, because he looked at Bas Parai, in his ultimate level of Kedusha, even as a child, Bas Parai's ultimate level of Kedusha, she was in the middle of being a Geyrus, trying to become a Jew. But she had not yet done it. She was in the process, but she wasn't yet a full Jew. So when she opened the basket and Moshe Rabbeinu saw her, his neshama was affected by looking at a non-Jew. And he knew that at that moment, he would not be able to be his full spiritual self until much later. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, or the Radomsk is saying with the Zohar HaKadosh, that had Moshe Rabbeinu not seen Bas Parai, he would have been the Goyal, he would have been the Redeemer at a much younger age. But because he saw Bas Parai, he couldn't reach perfection for redemption, whatever that means, until he was 80 years old. 80 years old, yeah, because this week's Parsha, when it describes the ages, when it describes what's about to happen, it says openly that Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. So that was the start of how we're going to get to this drasha tide of the age. It's a switch. Correct. It's what they bring down from the Gedolim about what a leader of Klai Yisrael is that a leader of Klai Yisrael, when he's benefiting the masses, he's losing himself. So yes, she benefited from seeing Moshe Rabbeinu, but he lost when he saw her. That's the way it's been like that for years. The idea is this. So we have in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 years old, finally reaches the perfection of level according to the Zohar Tiferes Shleimer to become a redeemer. We started a few weeks ago with the Yoitzer and Tfilis and Parsha Zohar that says that Haman was just killed tachlis after Shivim Shana, the end of 70 years. He was nitle al chamishim. And we gave already several different approaches on how we explain this. What was the 70 referring to? You have to go back to the other shurim. We gave already, I think, 5 or 6 different approaches. What does it mean he was finished at 70? So the Torah Chamishim, we went with the simple interpretation, was that he was hung on a tree that was 50 amos, which was we said then was open in the Megillah. But the word is Tachlis Shivim, after 70, Nitla Chamishim. And passes going on Haman. So what is Shivim what? And we gave different approaches. What does it mean, Tachlis Shivim, at the end of 70, he was Nitla Chamishim? Haman was 70 years old when he got hung on the tree. So how old was Haman in the story of Esther? The story of Esther, as we know, took place over the course of a few years, right? It starts, as we did last year, the third year of his reign. But then it said later on that she became a queen in, what year was that? She became a queen in the 7th year. And then the story happens in the 12th year. So the story of Esther happens over the course of almost 10 years. So at the end of those 10 years, Haman was 70 years old, because that's what it says in the Yoitzer. He was tachlis b'shivim when it finished 70 years, meant his personal years of his life. His own years were 70. So I don't know if you ever thought about what Haman looked like. Go look at the coloring books. How old was Haman when the story was taking place? Haman was 70 years old. Okay, so now, tonight we're going to discuss his counterpart, Mordechai. If you have to guess, how old was Mordechai in the story of Esther? So we'll get into this how, because this week's parsha talks about when Moshe Rabbeinu was the redeemer, and it takes time to become a redeemer, according to the Zohar HaKadosh. And we have here that Haman was 70 years old, and you usually assume that they match up. Let's figure out how old Mordechai was. Do we have any hints anywhere to decide how old Mordechai was? I don't want you pictured until you got it today. Mordechai, I think, it has always a white beard, and Haman has a black goatee. No? Not, what do you call it? Goatee or... Yeah, the Haman's beard, the little goatee. So I don't know why, we'll have to know now, maybe it's going to make sense. Why is Mordechai always in a white beard and Haman's with a black goatee? Does that mean, according to all the coloring books, Haman was younger than Mordechai, or Haman made Mordechai so old he had white hair? I didn't have white hair because I got my job here. You get whiter as the adversaries of Yisrael, right or wrong? Now, so the idea is like this. How old was Mordechai? Are there any hints? So we start with the first hint. First hint, open Pasuk in Megillas Esther. Does it say how old Mordechai was in Megillas Esther? No, it does not say it, but it gives us a starting point. A starting point with discussing how old Mordechai was. So, when we introduce Mordechai, we say this pasuk out loud. Ish Yehuda, we need doctors to read it. I can't read it. And with the song. Ish Yehuda, Hayyabashush, Nabir Shmoy, Mordechai, Yabin, Shim, Vekish, Ishimini. What's the next word? Asher, Haglam, Yushlaim, Magoyla, Haglasa, Im Yech. Panyo Melech Yehuda. So we know now that Mordechai is in the story of Esther, but he also at one point existed earlier on with the Golas of Yechanyo. So now the first thing we got to figure out is how long did it take from the Golas of Yechanyo till this story of Esther occurs? So that's something we really spoke about last year at Beremiza. What happened on the 19 reasons we gave? Why did Achashverosh make a party in the third year? Give out the Megillas. Why did Achashverosh make a party in the third year of his reign? So he gave many different interpretations then, but one of the interpretations was very simple. He was under the impression that the 70 years that the Jews were promised that they were going to be in Golas were ended. And if the Jews were not redeemed on time, like by Egypt, the 50th level of Tumah, they're there, l'olam v'od. So he made a party, but he was wrong on the Cheshvan. Why was he wrong on the Cheshvan? Because really what's supposed to happen was, it depends on when you go, when you start the 70 years. It was going to be 70 years, but from when do you count the 70 years? In the end, it counted from the destruction of Beis HaMikdash 1 till the building of Beis HaMikdash 2. That was the 70 years. But no one knew what that was. No one knew the starting time. And he was under the impression there were different goluses. One was the golus of Yechanyo. When Yechanyo came forward, just to know basic history, when they besieged Yerushalayim, there were two different exiles. One was Yechanyo came over and he kicked out the Cheirish from Asker, which Gemara in Gittin Peches 88 says that the leaders and the Sanhedrin was kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. They were sent to Babel. And then later on, Tzidkio had his golus with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash as well. But there were different starting points when you start the 70 years. So which means that Mordechai had to be, if he got kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, that's what it says, Hashay Higli Yechanyo, and year three is when we start on the Megillah, is roughly 70 years later. The Mordechai has to be at least 70 years old when the Megillah starts. We got 10 more years until it ends, which we said, Haman was now, we said earlier, Haman was killed when he was 70 years old. That's what it's discussing. When it says, Tachlis Shivim, the end of 70, Nitla Al-Chamishim, what does the end of 70 mean? New answer, the end of 70 means when Haman was 70 years old. So Mordechai right now is in the area, sounds older, because he's 70 years when the Megillah starts, and we still got 10 years to go. But when it says he was kicked out, okay, it says he was Asher Higla. How old was he when he was Higla? Was he one day old or 450 years old? And we're going to have to add that to the 70 years going on and figure it out. So what's fascinating is this. The Gemara in Megillah. You guys have it in front of you. 13a, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll give it back to you in a second. To look. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It has a Gemara that says like this. It's under the Aleph in the middle of the page by the half circles here. By the Bach. One line under. On my Rava. The word of the line is Higla. Ash is quoted in the pasuk. Asha Higla, first word of the line, Yerushalayim. What does it mean, Higla? It's a funny word, Higla, Yerushalayim. That's how the diak is on the word Higla. What does it say? Amarava Shegola Me'atzmoy. That means he was not forced out in the Golas, but he was on his own left. You look over to Rashi. Rashi is the fourth or the fifth of the thin lines in Rashi. Rashi says like this: Mi deloy kasev ashahoyim minagoyle diuk in diktuk. It says asher higla. So we're not. It says kasher higla imagoyle. That means he went with them. He was not exiled in the verb form. He went along with the exilees. Mashma, crucial word, according to Rashi. He was not like the rest of the people at that time. Shegolu al karchan that were forced out. Vehu galam atzmai. He went on his own. By the way, another leader. Yirmiyo also galam atzmai until Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him to return. So you have a thing now. So that the Gemara Peches says. Says Hacheirish Ramasker, and the Gemara Pesachim says it twice in those Pesachim over there. What does Cheirish Ramasker mean? It sounds like employees, the carpenters and stuff. Cheirish Ramasker meant the Sanhedrin was kicked out. In Gittin Peches, what? So before that, that's what we're going to discuss. So if it says here that the Cheirish Ramasker were kicked out, just for the record, in Peches and Gittin, the Gemara Gittin saying it was a mila in a way. The mila was that as the Gullah started, 11 years earlier, they took all the superstars and the Bezin, they threw them out, and they went to Babel, which meant that a decade later, when everyone else got thrown out and they were lost, they went into Babel, and Babel already had an established school system, an established Bezin. They already do. So it worked out, even though it was an earlier Gullah, which seemed terrible, but it turned out to be a positive thing for them because the system was set up. So we have now. That's Gemara, you look it up in Gittin Peches, bottom of the page. So now we have Aranus' obvious question. Let's figure this out here. So all we know now is that Haman was 70 years old at the end of the story of the Megillah. And we know that Mordechai was around somewhere 70 years in the beginning of the Megillah. Because he was out of Yechanyo. And it says, now when you're saying Higla Ma'atzmoy, you have to understand, unlikely he was a day old baby. If you say he left on his own, you have to assume that that's called a person of a bar das, that he had the wherewithal to leave on his own. But before that, you have around this question. Wait a second. Was he part of the Sanhedrin or not? If he's part of the Sanhedrin, then the question has to be, what do you mean Higla Ma'atzmoy? If the whole Sanhedrin was forced out and Mordechai was part of the Sanhedrin, then you have to answer, why was Mordechai forced out? Higla Ma'atzva is as if he went on his own 2 feet, his own ability. So his own means he was not on the Sanhedrin. Yet. Otherwise, he would have run back out. Yet. Which would mean, and the Svarim right away ask, all the Achronim ask, if you want to say Higla Ma'atzva, what gave him a right to even do such a thing? I mean, that's a big decision. We have a mitzvah, they all quote this, there's a mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael. So you decided to leave on your own? Maybe you foresaw that in a decade from now, there's going to be, who knows, but you're allowed to leave now? So among the terutzim given by the early forum is that when he held B'makom Tari, he's a Talmud. The whole, he was learning under the Sanhedrin. He was interning, according to my word. He was interning, so when they were all kicked out, he went out as well. So he followed the Rebbeim into Golos. Like we have a Talmud Shagolo, the Rebbe goes with him. With a Rebbe Shagolo, what happens? So the Rebbeim, the Sanhedrin, Cheir Shemiska, that's what the Gemara in Gittin says. Sanhedrin was kicked out with Chanyo. So when it says that Mordechai left with them, on a simple version of Rashi, that Rashi says he was not Bal Karacha, he was an optional thing. The Achronim explained optional meant that he decided to follow through as a Rebbeim. That would mean he was younger. He was a Talmud. So you can guess, and so we have to say ourselves, you can't assume he was 1 day old. That wouldn't make Higla Ma'atzva. So maybe you'd assume he was somewhere around 13, 15 years old, no? So if he's around 13, 15 years old, then when the story of the end of Haman is happening, he's around mid to early 90s. Because the 70 years of the break, and then the story of Megillas Esther takes almost 8 to 9 years, and then he was not a day old at the time. So you'd have Haman being 70 years old, and according to the most simple interpretation of Rashi, you would say that Mordechai was roughly early 90s, mid 90s, depends on how you can play the game. He was 13, he was 15, you could say maybe he was a Bar Das at 7, whatever you're doing, get around there, that would be the first thing to do, and then we answered everything. That's going to be later. In fact, one of the reasons is, because we said over here, if you want to look through the Terutzim, it says, Asher Higlim Yerushalayim, Vayi Oymen Es Hadassah. Some say that the reason he left, someone give you, we're not going through that now, we'll get to that pasuk, 2 prakim from now, maybe next week. So, but some say that they give different reasons why Mordechai left on his own. One of the reasons is, they want to quote, as you read the pasuk directly, Vayi Oymen Es Hadassah. He wanted to raise her, and he couldn't raise her in Golos. She was younger, and he said, there's no more school system. The Sanhedrin left, the school system is collapsing, so let's take her with us. Let's go to Jerusalem. Vayi'oymen in order to raise her. Some want to say a little differently, just because Doc brought it up. Some want to say, there's an issue to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you need a real reason. So if one of the two attempts to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn, so that would be a good answer. He left to join the Sanhedrin to learn, or to get married. So in order to maybe potentially marry Esther, he left. But these are all sugis we'll get to later on. But the idea is right now that Mordechai was around 90-ish, 95. If you believe and read Rashi, the simple interpretation, that Rashi means that he was not on the Sanhedrin, then it's all good. However, there's a problem. Rashi openly seems to say, and Aronowitz was saying it, that he was not on the Sanhedrin, correct? Turn the page. I didn't see anyone ask this question. Turn the page to Yud Gimel Beis. Yud Gimel Beis by the second set of wide lines. Let's go to the almost second set. Amar Rabbi Yochanan in the thin lines next to that Tosis. That sticks out. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Biksam Besheres. Who were Biksam Besheres? Shnei Sfisim Hayu. Say Taisima. There were two people, and they were upset. What's going on? And go now to the wide lines. They didn't know in the first of the wide lines or the second set of wide lines. He Mordechai what? So they were talking simply. They were talking to themselves in their own language, not realizing that Mordechai Tzadik knew 70 languages. Rabbi Yochanan says, how do I know Mordechai Tzadik knew 70 languages? Because he sat on the Lishkas HaGazis, which means he sat on the Sanhedrin, which would have to be during the time the Beis Midrash was around. There was no Lishkas HaGazis in the 70 years of Babel, which would mean that Mordechai was on the Sanhedrin. Originally. Can't say later like you want to say, when did he go on? It's saying Lishkas HaGazis, this has to, there's no second base of English yet.
Why couldn't it be after the first Kavod?
Because that's what I'm saying. The word Lishkas HaGazis, there was no such thing as a Sanhedrin Lishkas HaGazis then. In order to use the word Lishkas HaGazis,
He left earlier.
And the phrase Lishkas HaGazis would have to mean that he was on the Sanhedrin. So right away you have my cash. You have a steer rug and Rabbi Yochanan. I was going with the phrase that it sounded like he knew it, that he was on. To use the words, I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan using the word Lishkas HaGazis is interesting. If he just would have said he knew 7 languages and he wasn't yet on the Sanhedrin, I don't know if he would use such a phrase. Lishkas HaGazis is a very serious phrase. But it's not bad. He was interning, not bad. He was interning and he was still young.
He said,
Miyoshre, I didn't have it in front of me now. Miyoshre Lishkas HaGazis. Yeah, it's mashma that he was in one of the circles, right? It says that they moved seats as they went up. The potential answer that Hash and David are saying is that what? Is that Be'etzem, even though it says Yoshua Lishkagaz, I didn't think of this, Yoshua Lishkagaz, it does mean that he was not on the Sanhedrin itself. Okay, I like Sanhedrin itself, but I'm not sure. So if he's on the Sanhedrin, then we have to be Kasha. So why wasn't he Bar Kocha kicked out? If the whole Sanhedrin was forcefully removed into exile, then how does he get a Higla Me'atzmai? That's not fair. How does that work? So our question again, we're all trying to figure out if he was on the Sanhedrin, and then we're going to figure out if he's on, how old he is. And then we have to go to the second thing, which in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says, in order to be on the Sanhedrin, who's on the Sanhedrin? Ein Meshiv Sanhedrin, Ella, the Gemara in Sanhedrin 17a, bottom of the page, Ella Bale Koima, cool people, you have to know why, Ubale Chochma, smart people, Ubale Mara, whatever it means, probably good looking people, Ubale Zikna. So now if you're going to put Mordechai on the Sanhedrin, Miyoshvei Lishkas HaGozes, literally the simple interpretation meant that he was already on the Sanhedrin, then you have to assume he was around, picked. What does it mean, Zikna, in your opinion? Right? That happens to be a kash on the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Bale Seva. Not Bali Zikna, but either way, Seva and Zikna is a detail. The bottom line is either one of them probably, to say 50 is too little. The Techemic quotes many places as Bali Seva has to be at least 60. So you would have to hold that means Mordechai was 60 when he left, and then plus 70, and then plus the years until Haman's hung. And according to that interpretation, Haman is still 70, that stays, but Mordechai went from the early 90s to the late 130s, right? 60 plus 70 plus the years, that's 138. Massive difference here. Now, among this difference is going to be, was he on the Sanhedrin or not? Now, but again, once the Pasuk is telling us he left, the Pasuk clearly hits him at least 70, has to be, because he got moved out, which means the end of the story has got to be 78, right, automatically, because then the story takes 8 years. So that's automatic. Question, how much more we're adding for how old he was, we're trying to figure out how old he was then to add to the 78. We have 78 we're starting with no matter what. So now, and if he's on the Sanhedrin, that's a lot. Now, but we have a potential steer. Do we want Rava and Rabbi Yochanan in one page of Paragin? Rava is saying he higla me'atzmai, which makes sense, the Lashon. Whatever Lashon he got to, he had a diak. Higla me'atzmai means he was on his own, which meant he's not part of the Sanhedrin. Because he wouldn't part of the Sanhedrin, he would have been kicked out. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan. So now, for now, I want to give two approaches to how to answer Rava and Rabbi Yochanan going together. So one answer is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, on the Pasuk in Megillah. Because here it says a very interesting thing. Doc was saying it before. Ishu the Yabish Shabi Yishmoy Marfa Yabin Yishimakesh Ishmin. Asher Hogla Mishalayim. He was exiled from Mishalayim. The word Hogla once. Ima Goyla. Hogla Mishalayim, Ima Goyla. Sounds like an extra phrase. With the exilees. Next word, guess what? Asher Hogla Sa Im Yechanyo. Melch Yehuda. Asher Hikla Nebuchadnezzar Melch Bavel. In one pasuk, it says the word exiled 4 different times. Vilna Gaon says, well, that seems like a lot of extra words. So the Vilna Gaon has an unbelievable idea. You have to be the Vilna Gaon for this. And he says like this, that Mordechai was kicked out of Yerushalayim several times. Hagla, Higla, Haglasa. Why? Because every time he was exiled out, you know what he did? Snuck under and went right back in. So the Vilna Gaon says he was Hagla many times. So it says it many times. The Vilna Gaon says he snuck back a few times. The Vilna Gaon adds on a detail, not discussing this question. We're going to use it. We're using it. He adds on a detail when it says Hagla Me'atzmai. What does it mean Hagla Me'atzmai? They forced him out. Hagla Me'atzmai means he put himself in the position to be forced out. Huge chiddush. Since he snuck back in, voluntarily snuck back in, when they kicked him out, that's called kicked out voluntarily. He wasn't kicked out voluntarily. He snuck in voluntarily. But the Gaon says, no, the sneaking involuntarily means when he was kicked. It's called still voluntarily, even though he was kicked out. So according to the Vilna Gaon, he caused it. Which means the Vilna Gaon, in my opinion, let's read Rashi on Yud Gimel Aleph. You guys have the Rashi. Rashi's saying that he was not kicked out by Korach. I think Rashi openly says it, right? You have the Rashi on Yud Gimel Aleph. Rashi says on the top right side there, Rashi says, Asher Hagla, what does he say over there? He says what? The Lashon. But he used the word Bar Kocha. He's not. Oh, in my Goyla Masha Shaloy Yikeshar Yisrael Shagolu Al Kocha. But who Gila Ma'atzmai? I think if you read the Rashi, according to Rashi, but according to the Vilna Gaon, we're saying now he was on the Besdin, which would mean, as we said before, possibly 138. And he was Higla Me'atzmai. What we gain with this is, yes, Israel doesn't like the fact that he's an old man, Mordechai, 138 years old now, but what we do gain is a Rav Rabbi Yochanan not arguing. Rava says Higla Me'atzmai, he left on his own. He left on his own, the whole set and Hedger was kicked out involuntarily. Yes, and Echonami. Because and Rabbi Yochanan said he was on the Sanhedrin. He was on the Sanhedrin, he was kicked out involuntarily. Yeah, because when you put yourself in position to be kicked out, that's called voluntarily. So according to the Vilna Gaon, you would be answering Rava Rabbi Yochanan if no one else seems to ask this kafir Rabbi Yochanan. So I don't know. I when I was looking around, everyone seems to have Rava Yochanan agreeing with each other. There's a second, yeah. So they didn't have no Sanhedrin in the Mongolos. Yeah, no Sanhedrin, no. Adelus has a gozer. He's sneaking back in. Now, I saw another approach. So that's the Vilna Gaon's approach. I saw. That's going from Lifshitz world. Now you join the Hasidic world. Pshat, it seems like the Vilna Gaon is not agreeing with Rashi. Aronowitz wants to make a pshat. He was trying. I think when you read the Rashi, simply Bal Karcha means not that you snuck in and that's called Bal Karcha. It doesn't seem like that. Which again, Vilna Gaon called Rashi. He has a deacon apostle, which would mean the Vilna Gaon is saying what? That he was on the Besdin. He could say, like Rabbi Yochanan saying it. Lishkat Gazes, he was on the Besdin, means he was older. Rabbi Yochanan, not arguing. Kon the Vilna Gaon, not arguing. He was Higla Mi'atzmai, you had that phrase, and he was on the Besdin. And therefore, again, we're coming at this because of the age. But we're trying to, before we get to the age of how old he was, we got to figure out he's on the Sanhedrin. If he's on the Sanhedrin, he's much older, not the Sanhedrin, much younger. We have a steer between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, potentially. First answer, the answer of Rabbi Yochanan is going to be that he was on the Sanhedrin, and he was Higla Mi'atzmai. There's such a concept that Mordechai could be on the Sanhedrin, not forced out. He was forced out, but since he put himself, he's not called forced out. Why? He says Yisrael, right, and not the Bezdin itself. A Musa Shmuz. Rashi's giving a Musa Shmuz, no? Svasemis in year Tafresh Nun, that is 1890. You want to look up in Purim, 1890. Only one paragraph. Usually it's one paragraph. And he's discussing this phrase that Mordechai left on his own. He's not bringing out anyone discussing here. What does it mean Mordechai left on his own? He doesn't say what I'm going to say. Because to me, depending on how you learn he left on his own, you could maybe explain that he was on the Sanhedrin and figure it out, hopefully. If you're going with the regular Purim we started with, that he left on his own, why? To marry Esther, to do this, all that. That's all, that all means he's not on the Sanhedrin. But if you come with some way that he's Hag Matzah, some of those interpretations, how he left on his own, might stim that he's still on the Besdin, like the Vilna Gaon. What does Svasema say? Svasema says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges a situation that the Redeemer can't be included in the situation of the pressure upon him, like Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu was, like we're learning these weeks, Parshas. Yoytze v'nichnas, he's going in and out of Paris' house. Because the Redeemer has to be someone who's above the law. That's the phrase. Yeah, he's going above it all. And he's saying, therefore, and he says Moshe Rabbeinu, not Yirmiyahu, he says, therefore, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's wearing Yoytze v'nichnas and all this type of stuff, and therefore, he's Higla Ma'atzmai. Why? Because on some level, the same way Pare had no power of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kanyo and all of these people had no power over Mordechai. Which would mean, potentially, you could add on, I'm adding this on now, that means that maybe Mordechai was on the Sanhedrin, to make Rav and Rabbi Yochanan go on the same page, that really he was on the Sanhedrin, and really he should have been kicked out involuntarily like the rest of the Sanhedrin, rest of Yisrael, according to Rashi, but the reason why he wasn't, he had some type of special disposition. He had a green card. He had a get-out-jail-free card. So because of get-out-jail-free card, he was taking Ma'atzma. But according to both of these interpretations that I'm saying now, it could be that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan agree with each other. That means that he was on the Besdin, on the Sanhedrin, and even though he was on the Sanhedrin, he was able to be Ma'atzmai, which would mean if you hold there's a minimum amount of years to be on the Sanhedrin, then he was a much older person. He would be in his 130s, late 130s, when Haman's getting killed at 70 years old, because that right now, for this week, is staying constant based on that Yoytze that we're reading. Now, the Gemara does say in Sanhedrin that how does it work? The Gemara has a fascinating history lesson here. Also 89b, and the Gemara says like this. The Braith says that the ideal situation was in the beginning of Klai Yisrael's history, Mitzchila, initially, there was no Machloikas in Klai Yisrael. Like, almost like Bethel. El Bezen Shem Echad, there was only a list, it was a Bezen of 71. Where did they sit? Next word to the Gemara, Yoishvan, where? The Lishkas HaGazes, open Gemara. And then it discusses them. And then there's a whole Gemara we're going to do because we're getting late. We'll skip some more today. Then it says later on, Misha Rabu Tamid Hashem Behillel, when the Tamid Hashem Behillel, the history lesson got words in English, increased. Shalei Shimshu called Tarchan that they did something wrong. They didn't study sufficiently. Rub in Sanhedrin again. Sanhedrin. The other one was in Gittin, and this is in Sanhedrin.
Both 88.
Yeah, one's 88a in the bottom, one's 88b in the middle. Rabu machleikas be Yisrael. Became massive machleikas in Klai Yisrael. And then it's saying like this, what would happen then? It would say, we're skipping another paragraph, just not for us. Misham, what would happen? Here's the Oscar phrase. The professional, I don't use these words, you know it's not me. The professional advancement of a judge is described. All these words I would never use. Professional? No, I mean, maybe professional, I would say I'm professional. From there, what would happen is this. People, the Sanhedrin would send out, the Sanhedrin would say, call Mishu Chacham, whoever's a Chacham, who is a Shval Ruach, he's humble. Das Abriyas Noichim, people find him agreeable. He died be Eroi, should be a judge in his personal city. Now the Gemara says, what happens? Misham, when a guy becomes a part of the municipal court system, from there, he's elevated to the Harabais. To the one type of court system. Misham, from the Harabais, there's another court system there, it's called the Azara. Umisham, and from there he goes to Lishon HaGazes. Which means you don't become, I don't know about interning, it doesn't happen in 1 second. There's a time to get there. Now here in the Gemara, it doesn't say the time period it takes. But we already said, from Sanhedrin Yud Zayin, we quoted, that the only way to be on the Besdin, Bali Chachma, Bali Maro, Bali Zikna, to reach, now, what Sanhedrin are you referring to there? If you're referring to Bali Zikna, even on the 23, you're moving up and up, and it takes time to get there. That would mean that Mordechai, if he was in the Lishkat Gazis, he might have been much older than just Arano, which is low number of 60. Because let's say it takes, how long does it take to go from a municipal court to the Supreme Court?
A long time.
A long time. So let's, right? Oh, you think it's quick? But in court system, does it work the same in the court system? Maybe. Either way, what we have now here, potential.
Get a promotion every year. So it seems, again, I don't want to move the pillow, but this thing about those requirements of the Zion, there are exceptions that prove the rule.
In not sure.
System, if you don't
maybe. But what we have to discuss here, so right now we have is Haman getting hung at 70. Mordechai, the lowest we're going to go is around 93. 93 so far, I mean, maybe. And we're already moving up to at least 138, maybe higher. And now it ties into one more pasuk. And it ties into the first words that we keep on reading tonight. Ish Yehudi, Hoya Beshushan, Ushmar Mardechai, Ben Yair, Ben Shimi. Shimi, who's Shimi? Shimi Ben Gera. Shimi Ben Gera was killed by Shlomo Melech. When was he killed by Shlomo Melech?
A few centuries earlier.
It would be at the beginning. Ben Shimi. So Shlomo Melech built the first base of English. And Shlomo Melech killed Shimi early on in his reign, right? Now we have Shimi. So let's make the least amount of time. Let's assume that Shimi was killed. Yair wasn't even born yet. He wasn't named after his deceased father. But because we want to make it younger, right? Less. So Yair will say his wife was expecting them, right? The second base of English was 400 plus years. And in those 400 years, you have to span Yair and Mordechai. And Mordechai being not one day old, the least he could be, we discussed earlier, is 13 years old, potentially 60 years old. But would it make more sense, if you want to close the gap on 400 years, that Mordechai is going to be way old, right? If you're going to have Yair, like Israel once, giving birth at normal ages in that time, then let's say Yair, let's go, we can't do zero. We're going to put Yair at 120 years, at 130 years, 200 years. Mordechai still has got to be around 200 years old. When the story is beginning, when he left, and then we're adding on 78 years until Haman gets hung. So we might have Mordechai being as little as 93 years. We might have him being as much as 400 years. And Mitzvah, next week we're going to discuss what age Mordechai might have been when he passed away. Have a great Shabbos. Does someone say Kaddish now?